Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Wind turbines are the nodding donkeys or oil rigs of the present and the future, but they're big, very big. Typically, the blades are around 52 metres long, but can be the length of a football pitch. It means getting them ashore is a big undertaking and requires major changes at our ports. That's what's happening in Rosslare, where Inroad Éireann has signed an MOU to develop the facilities to handle these turbines with Source Galileo, which is also developing a major wind farm in the Irish Sea. And Kevin Lynch is the chief executive of Source Galileo and is on the line. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Joe. Good to speak to you again.
Now, tell us a little bit about what is required to bring these giant turbines to Ireland.
Sure. So, obviously, most of the turbines will be brought in by sea. So that includes the large blades and the towers and the nacelles themselves. So they're brought in by sea, and then they have to be assembled and brought out to wherever the site is going to be, including for the ones we're talking about, for the site that we're looking at, the jackets, which would be sunk down onto the seabed and fixed seabed at quite some depth in our target. So you need for that, you need a port with facilities that have been, you know, probably created to help to do that. So quite a large fixed flat area with, you know, sheds and quite a good load bearing, because although they're not very dense, these things can be quite heavy and they need some cranes to lift them as well. So, you know, quite a bit of development. You know, I would imagine around, you know, 200 to 300 or 400 million per port that's going to provide one of these facilities is required.
And Rosslare is the obvious choice because it's so close to Britain and to France. What specifically might need to change at Rosslare in Wexford so that these giant blades and the towers can be accommodated?
Yeah, well, you know, what's interesting is that Rosslare Port, Europort itself, has already developed its own master plan for development, which includes, you know, better road access for both freight and cars going into Rosslare itself, bypassing the village, which is the last bit you have to go into now. Also, they're increasing the overall freight space that they have, and that master plan, I think, is on their website that Inroad Éireann have up. But apart from that, then, we put another quite a large area, around, you know, 20, 30 hectares of fixed flat wharf area with a couple of, you know, crane facilities, but not enormous cranes, just, you know, regular cranes that can lift the stuff, and having good access then for a specific berth from the sea for the ships to come and do that, and potentially for, you know, larger trucks that would be bringing in some of the mechanical equipment down into the port itself. So it's part of a planned development. It's something you don't want to do ad hoc. It's something that you'd like to, you know, if you're the port, you'd want to plan it with a developer like Source Galileo or another developer and figure out what the requirements are. And then once that's clear, you know, get your investment ready and begin the process. We have a similar process with the port partner of ours in Norway, north of Haugesund. And they're just announcing a 300 million euro development, very similar to the one that Rosslare are thinking about, to be ready by 2026, again, for, in this case, for floating offshore wind rather than fixed offshore wind.
Yeah, and I've seen a video of a port in Denmark designed specifically to handle wind turbine blades, and it's pretty impressive. Inroad Éireann owns Rosslare Europort, is that right?
Yeah, you'd have to ask exactly how it works, but it's pre the original port legislation. So I think the ownership of the company between Fishguard and Rosslare is actually the same ownership. And as far as I understand, Stena are the operators for the Fishguard part, and Inroad Éireann then are the operators and responsible for capitalization, etc., on the Rosslare part itself. But the business development and the business of the port is run by Inroad Éireann.
Yeah. Now, I read in today's paper of yet another complaint about a wind farm which is proposed, this one in County Clare. But there are loads of objections and they're starting to mount as people don't like the sight of the wind turbines, either on or offshore. That's going to be a major problem for you guys, isn't it?
You know, Joe, I think when I was on before, we had a kind of brief discussion about this. And I was saying, look, you know, Onshore wind is not something that we're doing. We understand that it's difficult. There's planning restrictions on it. Planning for onshore wind isn't easy. The one in County Clare is to do with the approach to Shannon, so I couldn't really speak to that. For the offshore piece, you know, I think it's clear that, you know, with the huge size, and these things are enormous, you know, Eiffel Tower-sized things, much, much bigger than the current ones that two of my colleagues developed 20 years ago off the Arklow Bank, almost three times the size. The further offshore you can put them, the better. And, you know, that's just a fact, and I think everybody would acknowledge that. And with the new technology and deep fixed, we're quite happy to put these out in 60 to 70 to 80 metres depth. One of our colleagues, Peter Campbell, developed the Beatrice project, which is part of the Scottish arrays, which is in 60 metres of depth. And then, of course, floating wind is much further offshore. And very hard to see. So, you know, that's really what you have to do. If people have objections to close in, you have to deal with them and see if you can convince them that it's appropriate. But otherwise, you know, the best thing might be to say, if you can have the technology to make these stuff further away from shore, you should do it.
Yeah. Do you think Ireland is going to miss its own 2030 target to have 50 gigawatts of its energy mix coming from wind?
I think Ireland's legislative target is to have around 68 terawatt hours, which would be equivalent to, let's say 25 gigawatts of offshore wind by 2030. But it's definitely going to miss the target. Its internal target is a 5 gigawatt by 2030. We would say that they could actually go through the development process much more quickly and have, you know, these defined marine areas which address these issues around planning and marine protected areas and have that done quickly, and then we could make it. But, you know, the way we're heading, it's going to be tricky for Ireland to make it. But that's not really my view. That's the European Union's view. And the European Union has issued a couple of reports on Ireland's compliance with its directive obligations in the past couple of months.
And your wind farm just in the Irish Sea, is it on schedule?
Well, you know, we're waiting for the Department of Energy and Climate Change, Environment and Climate Change, to do its DMAP process. We weren't part of these seven sea areas that were awarded a marine area consent by derogation by the minister when the new MARA Act came out last year. So we're hoping for the defined marine areas, which fit in with the spatial planning, to identify one of our projects that we've done the site surveys on to come in. That would either be a project called MacLear, which we think is very well positioned, or another project called Muirgen, which is off the southeast coast.
Okay. All right. Well, Kevin, best of luck with it and with Rosslare Europort. That's Kevin Lynch, the Chief Executive of Source Galileo. Back.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.